This.
The good, the bad,
the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly, ugly. With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
What you got for us today?
We're talking about the hashtag campaign I'm staying.
Oh, that's everything.
And you know, it now has 816,000 members.
How many?
816,000 South Africans are on this Facebook account. And while there's been a lot of good on the site, there's also been a lot of negativity. First of all, the initial reaction was, you have the choice to say, so that's become a privilege of sorts. And then I think it started to grow, and obviously there's been an exponential growth in the last few months. And some of the reaction is that it's a kind of filtered view of the world, and South Africa in particular, in that it's only good news, and any negative news is now being censored. And so it's almost like a rose-tinted view of South Africa, because people only share good news. And I think that might be true. But what's really helpful about it is that it makes people see that there's really a lot of good stuff happening out there. And you can't discount the fact that if you go out in the world with a slightly better mindset and attitude towards people by having read a positive story or an interesting thing about other South Africans, when you encounter another person, you might maybe just smile a bit wider or be a little more friendly and not necessarily jump to some of the traditional conclusions you might have jumped to.
I think also sometimes we forget that, you know, everyone else could also be having a hard time.
Yes.
So you're not the only one who's having a cuck day.
Yes.
You know what? Just spare a thought, maybe that person is as well.
100%. But then conversely, Darren, what irritated a lot of people about the site is that every time someone posted something, it was exclusively black and white. So they didn't leave room for the multicultural melting pot that is South Africa. So the picture showed people who were just black and white, and this was the kind of unity they were talking about in the post.
Oh, okay.
They were also posting pictures with, say, a car guard they had met, when the reality was they wouldn't even tip the man ordinarily. And so the content was a little too manufactured. But if you consider the flip side of the argument, the only thing you hear from mainstream media is produced negativity. So that you elicit a reaction or a click or eyeballs on devices, it's all the same thing, except it's all negative. Just look at the Panyaza Lesufi and his stupid tweet about the Rugby World Cup. On Saturday during the match, he saw a picture of a guy in the crowd who had a South African flag draped over him, but the angle was not a great one, and all you could see was a patch of red, which apparently looked orange, and a white and blue stripe. And he immediately went to, "You've got the old South African flag draped around
you." Oh, that drove me nuts.
Until such time as he was shown pictures of other angles of the same guy, and he actually had the current South African flag draped around him. He then apologized, and everyone reacted, "Oh, great, you did such a magnanimous thing, Mr. Lesufi," by apologizing and seeing the error of your ways. And I think that's the difference between the hashtag I'm staying and other things, is that you go to the positivity. That's the starting point, your baseline, if you will, as opposed to mainstream media, whose baseline is negativity. And I think South Africans, or at least 816,000 of them, actually prefer the positive baseline. Sure, 100%, I agree with the fact that I would rather have positive energy around me than negative energy. But we also need to be critical, and we need to be pragmatic in our approach to things, because we can't look at the world through rose-tinted glasses. And coming up, we'll talk a little more about this
hashtag
campaign.
All right, more with Terence Blaine. The good, the bad, and the ugly when we come back.
The good,
the good,
the bad,
the bad,
and
the ugly,
the ugly,
ugly,
with Terence Pillay.
So should I say welcome, Sky?
Yeah, Terence Pillay. I was kind of listening to you and Darren talking about hashtag am I staying.
Yes, hashtag you're staying, obviously.
Showcase, that's why I'm here.
So the proponents are saying you can't look at the world through muddy glasses, where you can't even see the world for your negativity. Everything is always processed through a particular filter, and unless you open yourself up to alternatives, you're not going to see that. So you can take that view, but I haven't seen anything else that is progressively moving people towards social cohesion. You know, this is probably the only thing in recent times that's making even the slightest dent, because all we hear are things that push us apart, yeah. You know, right?
Yeah.
From what I understand, the initiative was started by a guy who woke up on a Sunday morning and was thinking about leaving the country. Then he reflected on this decision and said, no, I'm actually staying. He created the group and it went viral, and from there, and now it's got 816,000 people who have joined this group under the hashtag I'm staying. I'm sure in retrospect they probably want to call it something else, but I think the hashtag I'm staying has broadly expanded beyond the kind of I have a choice to leave and therefore I'm staying to there are a lot of reasons to come back, there are a lot of reasons to stay, and it's actually just about recommitment to the project of social cohesion and building a nation. And I think it's necessary in this country more so than many other countries, because we're a fractured country,
yeah.
You know, we're a fractured nation. We don't see each other for who we really are. We have so much negativity that's often clouded by fake news, for one, lack of facts about people, who people are and what they're all about. And I think we do need it. I mean, the government has a social cohesion program in place, and one of the objectives of this current government is to build social cohesion. And that's even written in the Freedom Charter, if you want to go all the way back. But is it doing it effectively? I mean, I don't know what the evidence that it's happening is. Many people are of the opinion that we have bigger problems in this country, but they're not mutually exclusive. The bailing out of parastatals is a huge bugbear, and people seem to lump an entire race into the failings of some politicians, suggesting that because of the failures of government in managing state-owned enterprises, we shouldn't as a people try and help each other in our small day-to-day lives. But they're not mutually exclusive. Yes, we need to fix state-owned enterprises. Yes, we need to fix the machinery of government. And if the truth be told, our programs are starting to move in that direction.
Yeah.
We need to fix the economy and all those sort of things. But at the same time, we need to get together as a people. Otherwise, we're lost. You know, what is the point? And I think that's part of what the project is saying. I'm staying, and so let's make it work. I mean, I don't know what other, you know, their agenda is, but I'd far rather have a dose of good news every day alongside some of the practicalities and realities than just be constantly bombarded by negativity.
Just to add on the hashtag, I saw a post yesterday, Terence Play, a meme on Facebook, and everyone's sending it. It says, just imagine your country is in the World Cup final, but you support New Zealand. Hashtag I am staying. Terence Fillet, thank you so much. See you next week.
Thanks, guys. See you then.